Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 3-6. There's three separate topics here in the Mishnah regarding the halachas of the shofar itself. The first, we're going to talk about a shofar that's split. The second, we'll talk about attaching piece of shofar together. And the third will be plugging up holes in the shofar. The Mishnah starts out by saying, shofar shenistak, if you have a split shofar. This means split the lengthwise. And we're talking about split through the full thickness of the shofar. And according to Rashi, it means split into two halves. But Tosfos doesn't like that one bit and says that, of course, is inconceivable and be like the next issue. Therefore, Tosfos says if it splits even along the length of the shofar from end to end on one side, so it's still like it holds together as a single thing. And in fact, even if it makes the same noise like it should always make, but since it's been split the full length of it, it's going to be puzzle because it loses the same shofar. Shofar, we said, is like a tube, and if it's got a split down the middle from end to end, it's lost its tube status. Imagine using a straw that has a hole, you know, split down the side the whole way. No. There are others who learn that even less than the whole way across, that rubo kukulo, that a majority is equal to the whole thing, and therefore, like the Ritva, even if it's split most of the way across, that already will be invalid as a shofar, losing its shame of being a shofar. And there are those even more machmir, the Shulchan Aruch even brings these shitas down the Charchila, that if it even starts split even a little bit along the length from the mouthpiece to the end, since over time it's going to split all the way as you're blowing pressure on the shofar, even then you shouldn't use such a shofar, but me'ikar din, it would be mutter to use such a shofar b'shas etchak. But if it's split most of the way already, puzzle. The Mishnah says, v'dibko, even if you then reattach it together. And I'd explain the whole thing. The nistak, the split shofar, split long lengthways, is already puzzle regardless of what happens. But even if you try to fix it and you reattach it together, not even with glue, we're talking about just using heat to melt or re-solder, I mean, look at it, the two sides together again, it's still puzzle. The reason why is because even once it's lost the name shofar, you can't just like reconstitute it. I mean, it'll be a synthetic shofar, but you need a natural shofar for it to be kosher, and therefore it's puzzle. All this is if it was split lengthwise and if it was split through the full thickness of the shofar. If it was split just on like surface level, not going the whole way through, not a problem at all. If it's split widthwise, so just essentially what you have is a truncated shofar, so long as you have the requisite length of shofar, which is essentially is a tefach, enough that you can hold it in your hand and it's, you know, the mouthpiece comes out the other side, so then for thumb thicknesses. So then your shofar is kosher. So if it splits widthwise, you're going to be okay if you have this shear. That's the first of the three. The second of the three halachas is if dibek shivrei shofaros. If you attached broken piece of shofar together, no good, that's puzzle. What we're talking about here is, let's say you have like segments of one or more shofaros that are, you know, like each one is a tube, if you will. Like think napkin holders or something like that, made out of shofar, you know, but you're attaching them together in sequence in a chain. That's no good. Even if you're only using shofar material and you just use heat to connect them, even if one of the pieces, let's say the first piece you have that goes into your mouth, has the length of a shofar, it's already big enough as a tefach, but you've attached additional links in the chain, having a look at it, you know, extra segments further on down, it's puzzle. And the reason why is because the Torah says you should blow a shofar singular, not shofaros, two or three plural shofaros. So once you've taken a kosher shofar and appended a second shofar piece to it, now you're blowing like two shofars at once, not kosher. So that's no good under any circumstances. The third case is nikav usasamo. You had a shofar which got a hole in it, and you sealed up the hole. So we're talking here about a hole that is sealed up with mino, with its own material, meaning using not glue. You're using shofar material itself and heat to block up the hole in the shofar that was. So the truth is now, before you even seal it up, a shofar with a hole in it is going to be kosher as long as it makes a sound, because any sound from a shofar is kosher. But once you start fiddling with it, so now the concern is that you're going to have two sounds, your shofar sound and the sound of whatever invalid thing you've included, you know, the extra shofar resin that you used to block the hole. So im ma'akev esatakia, which means if it changes the sound of the shofar from before to now, ma'akev usually means like stops it from making any tekiro, but that's what we mean. It's now it stops it from making its original sound. Then it will be puzzle. Vim lav kasher. But if the sealing of the hole didn't affect the sound, it makes the same sound before and after, then the shofar will be kosher. Again, all this is if you're talking bimino, the thing you're using to block the hole is shofar material and heat. If you use epoxy or something, super glue, forget it. Then it's pasul, because even if the sound hasn't changed, what you're hearing is the sound of shofar plus epoxy, and that's no good. You have to hear the sound of a shofar exclusively. Fine. And just as a side point, in case you're wondering, the Gemara discusses if the size of the hole was the majority of the whole entire shofar, so both the shofar was lost, so then the fact that you fixed the hole again doesn't help anything. It has to be that the majority of the shofar was intact before you start plugging any holes. But then you need all three conditions. Anyways, you need to have that it's the majority was intact from before, that the hole is being filled with mino, shofar material, and that the sound that the shofar makes is the same both before and after the whatever adjustment you made to it with the plugging up the hole, then only then would your shofar be kosher for Rosh Hashanah.